Blog Talk Radio.
Remember yourself. Put yourself back together. Remind yourself.
Sit back, relax, and reacquaint yourself. Get back to that original, primitive, savage, naked self. Brace yourself, recreate yourself, make yourself. For too long you've been taught to hate yourself. Man, don't forsake yourself, reawake yourself. Take yourself much higher. History's not our story, man, the devil is a liar. Listen to nothing the outside world says about you. The world is made to reroute you, distract you, and then doubt you. Most these rappers doubt the world, KRS is about you. So remember what I taught you about how to in and the out do. Go inside your inner city, quickly going in you. Have an interview with that energy that's within you. Ask yourself, why you? Why now? Why here? Then it becomes quite clear. You are divine, you should not fear. Bills, you should not fear. Thrills, you should not stare. Focus your attention on G-O-D, which is right here.
Back together. Reconnect.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Listen, no one's ever gonna tell you that you are divine. Cause they ain't reached that mind in all this time, they still are blind. They tell you get in line, follow them and look for signs. Man, that's baby milk, here's the raw meat, yo, it's cooking time. It's the way in which you look at brain and look at mind. You thinking they the same, but if you look again, you'll find the whole design of nature's really from a gifted mind. A divine mind, outside what we call space and time. This divine mind is what creates brains, hearts, and livers. This divine mind produces butterflies from caterpillars and everything that quivers. Brains don't make brains, the process of birth does. I'm telling you, life is a game. With its own mind, its own name, and its own aim. It's simple and plain, divine mind produces all brains. You are a divine mind first, which then produces your brain. Divine intelligence or God, that's from which you came.
Remember yourself. Put yourself back together.
African word KRST. When the Greeks later on took that up and the Romans they called Christus, it is first appears in African Christ. The concept of the Christ, the eighth form, the seven stages are forms of man, which then becomes the supreme divine form, the Christ. Hence you have Christianity before Christ. The idea, the concept, even the words, even the images, the virgin birth, the three kings, those are Egyptian ideas, those were the three great stars in the firmament, the three kings, which then became the three powers on earth that came to worship the divine form. It's all there, it's on the temples of Luxor before the birth of Jesus.
The holistic outer war is a blueprint for holistic warfare. Holistic warfare is exactly what it sounds like. Being prepared for war holistically, universally. Prepared for war from all angles, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Universal knowledge kills ignorance universally. Remember that. This show was created to inspire and motivate. Not just to inspire and motivate, but to inspire and motivate movement. Through application to higher vibration. We want to move to higher vibration, and we want to do that with knowledge and application, not ignorance and procrastination. This is about learning how to become the best you you can be, the real you that you were naturally designed to be, not the superficial you or the you that you were programmed to be. To know thyself is to know thy soul, and that's the only thing that's real in this world of illusions. This show is for high vibration conversation. On this show, we do not allow mental masturbation. The purpose of these conversations are for mental procreation, to produce and reproduce results using practical, applicable knowledge. We don't debate, we discuss to get solutions and results.
You cannot access black intelligence with a white program. You cannot access black intelligence with a white program. That's what I'm trying to say. Everything starts from the root. If you want to grow a tree, it grows from the root. In biology, we call it a stem. If you want to grow a kidney, you got to get a stem cell to grow a kidney. You got to get the root. Everything starts from the root. Emotions start from the root, the brain stem. That's what I'm trying to say. And you do not just use your brain to think. We've proven that over and over and over again in something called neuroimaging. You think with your bones, you think with your muscles, you think with your glands. You use your whole body to think. Sometimes you just use your bones, you say that's intuition. Sometimes you use your glands, you say, a thought came to me. No, it didn't. You were just using another part of your body. You use your whole body to be dumb. You use your whole body to be stupid. You use your whole body to be intelligent. And any skill you have to practice. If you want to be good at golf, you got to practice. You want to be good at soccer, you got to practice. And if you want to be good at being dumb, you got to practice.
Like you are working out your spirit, your energy, because everything's energy.
Qigong. Learn the ways of a warrior.
The discipline, the ritual, the fusion of the mind, body, spiritual. It's therapeutic, it's medicinal. The daily breath work make you feel invincible. The embodiment of nature as a principle. Cultivation of the spirit to its pinnacle. Emotions controlled by the mental. Live and grow wise like a monk in a temple. The 12 meridians like tentacles. Circadian rhythm, daily interval. Bioelectric and chemical. The hidden power that animates the physical. It's all cyclical, perennial. From the genital to the pineal. The healing of the acupuncture needle. When you need a miracle. The more chi, the more formidable.
Traditional method of learning Qigong is from a master,
Qigong,
a teacher who has the experience to impart the subtleties of their unique system.
They call it Ra in ancient Egypt. They call it Prana in India. They call it Qi in China. The only thing different is the name of the meridians. No matter the culture, it's indigenous. The same energy of the sunshine, it lives in us. The herbs and tonics is my elixirs. The yin and yang natural patterns is like scriptures. I deal with the real, no hocus pocus. The strength of the mind is in its focus. Tap in supreme vibration, higher voltage. Open up the pineal gland like it's a lotus. I can bring heaven down with my palms. Backyard, back wall forms, absorbing ions. Like a Jedi with the Force, but it's no need to look outside, cause we the source.
Become one with the universe.
Qigong.
The science of self is true scholarship. The science of health, the best policy. The science of breath is where your power is. Stick to the natural path, it's where the Tao is. The shape of the nose is like a pyramid. For those that know, it's a power grid. To know Qigong is through experience. Put it to test, see what the theory is.
The traditional method of learning Qigong is from a master.
Qigong.
A teacher who has the experience to impart the subtleties of their unique system and learn the ways of a warrior.
Let's talk about it. The holistic art of war. Are you really ready for war? Tap in. Live on AscendedMind/BlogTalkRadio. Call in at 515-605-9749. Live every Sunday at 3 p.m. Or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/AscendedMinds. Tap into the frequency.
Okay. Tataza Rahim, Eulogy Rose. What's the eulogy for today? Well, the eulogy for today is holistic thinking versus fragmented thinking. Why settle for a peace of mind when you can have the whole thing? Okay, so we about to discuss that and go over that. The differences between holistic, fragmented thinking, but you know, we're just gonna get straight to it, you know, we're just gonna get straight to the eulogy, you know, so just ride with me.
If you can obtain wholeness of mind, why would you just settle for a peace of mind? See, partial thinkers settle for peace of mind. Holistic thinkers, they have a wholeness of mind. Now think about that for a minute. People often say, oh, you know, what I give just to have a peace of mind. What would you give to have a wholeness of mind? See, we've been programmed and conditioned to think too partially, to think partial, to think broken into pieces, to not think holistically, to not think altogether, which in essence is what the word holy means. So we've been taught to think unholy, partial. And, you know, when we do that, we're dishonoring ourselves because, you know, if you can have a wholeness of mind, why not inspire to obtain a wholeness of mind? Why are we just settling for pieces of mind about the whole thing? I'm sure a whole mind would be more beneficial to you than a piece of mind. And we have to realize is, you know, there are many stories, you know, that reference these things and talk about these things. You know, Bible stories, for example, although they are allegories, although they do represent anthropomorphical characters and so forth and so on, these allegories, you know, they do have metaphysical meanings as well. You know, a lot of these stories deal with the mind. They deal with the self. They deal with you. They deal with multiple or various aspects of you, of yourself, the multiple aspects of the one, the multiple sides or the alternative or opposing sides of the one. For example, and there are plenty of examples in this book, you know, and I really don't represent much, but I figure, you know, if I do, you know, I'll do it in a way that maybe someone could get some enlightenment, you know, that they didn't obtain before, you know, from looking at these books or these stories and things. So, for example, you know, we'll start from the beginning. You have Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve are atoms in evolution. They say that Eve came from the rib of Adam. Rib is short for ribosome, ribonucleic acid, RNA. So you're dealing with DNA and RNA. Adam is carbon. It is said that Adam was created on the sixth day. Now, six, think about the word six, because a lot of you have been programmed to be scared of six, you know, but the sixth element on the periodic table was carbon. And you have the six-point star. Now, we're talking about the sex of man, or the chemical, the composition of man. Six protons, six neutrons, six electrons. You know, we're dealing with carbon. Carbon is melanin. You know, again, the 6-point star of Solomon, son of man, hidden son, soul, amen. Saul, soul is son. Amen, omen is hidden. Thus we have hidden son. See, a lot of you don't realize that omen and amen are the same word. They both deal with the hidden. What is the hidden son? Well, see, when you're talking about a open first eye, that's your son, your first eye. If you could take a graph and see what this looks like inside of the mind or inside of your head, you know, it would look like a beam of light shining in the darkness, like the sun sits in the universe, a beam of light shining in the darkness. So you have to understand, you have to comprehend, as above, so below, as without, so within. It's a upper, lower, outer, inner. See, this is the purpose of the equilateral cross. Those represent the four elements, the four directions. You are the center point. You are the point where the vertical line meets with the horizontal line. You are that center, that dot. That is the zero point, the point from where all things start. You know, from the none came the one, and from the one came the many. Now, you know, these stories, again, though, you know, they represent aspects of yourself, higher self, lower self, you know, Cain and Abel. You're dealing with Cain and Abel. You're dealing with ability and disability. To be, you know, to be disabled is to be with a cane. You know, you have the ability, so you can. Again, Cain and Abel is ability and disability. To be disabled is to be hindered, or to need a crutch. A cane is a crutch. Cain thought partially. Abel thought holistically. Cain killed his ability when he killed Abel. After Cain killed his ability, his mind was crippled, became permanently disabled, imbalanced. He enabled himself. See, again, you say you figure, you know, you can because you have the ability to do so. So what is can? Potential energy. What is ability? Energy made kinetic. See, Cain and Abel represent two sides of one person, two sides of one energy, agreeable and disagreeable energies. Same energy, opposite ends of the energy spectrum. You're dealing with one thing. It's like you have one body, but your body has been classified into left, right, upper, lower. If you hold your body out, arms out, legs out, stand up straight, you'll look like a star. Because you are a star in the body, as above, so below. You know, just like you have a universe or you have an outerverse, you have an innerverse, the universe. It's like you have micro verses, you have macro verses. You know, and there are plenty of these stories, you know, Abraham and Sarah. You know, you're dealing with darkness and light. You're dealing with melatonin and serotonin. You're dealing with melanin and mercury, both forms of mercury. The gray area is when you find that line between the dark, the light, the melanin, the mercury, the yin, the yang. It's the balance point. It's the middle, the medium, the meiot, the meiotic balance. You know, if you look up what the Sarah means. Look up the etymology of Sarah. Look up what Sarah means. You know, because when you deal with these characters, you're dealing with mountains. Mountains represent the mind or the head, the skull. You're dealing with sun shining over mountains, sun rising above mountains, sun casting light or reflections over water. You're dealing with waters and mountains. You're dealing with masculine, feminine principles of energy, and they've been anthropomorphized through biblical characters. When you deal with Abraham, you have Ham, which means Kim, which means dark. You have Ra, which is dealing with light. Ab, father. Abram. Before Abraham, it was Abram. So you're dealing with, you know, the ram. What is the ram? You know, it's the Aries, some may say. You're dealing with the head. Father of the head. Golden crown, all white. This is where you get these concepts of white and gold. Crowns. We're talking about, you know, third eye or first eye chakras. We're talking about crown chakras. You know, the father's house is inside of the mind. You know, plenty of these stories, they're all the same. You know, they're twins. You're dealing with the twin effect, what some may call Gemini, you know, but you're dealing with twins, you know. They appear to be two, but they're only one. So here's your Ishmael and Isaac. There's your Esau and Jacob. Your Cain, your Abel. Your Jesus, your Judas. You know, and plenty of other characters. You know, that's why there's always David. Your David and Goliath. You know, that's why you always have, you know, the light character and a dark character, or what some have deemed to be good or evil, which evil is just evolution. Devil is de-evolution. But yet they've made de-evolution synonymous with evolution, saying that the devil is evil. Now, sometimes, you know, when we deal with certain stories and how we comprehend these things, we do it from an emotional standpoint, you know, because we've grown to be emotionally attached to a lot of these stories. You know, they've grown to have some type of significance or meaning in our lives. You know, maybe it's something that, you know, was passed down from great-great-great-grandma or something like that. You know, maybe great-great-great-grandma, you know, practiced, you know, a certain religion. But if you go back further than great-great-great-great-grandma, let's say you go back great-great-great times 10 grandma, what did she practice? What was she into? Was it the same thing? If you're going to honor your forebearers, honor them all, you know, or acknowledge, you know, them all, you know, pay homage, you know. See, you have a lot of people, you know, and this is why I get into this Cain and this Abel, you know, having the ability, and those that choose to not use the ability. So, you know, the whole disability ability thing, you know, is because some people have the potential, but they don't want to make that energy kinetic. Some people have the ability, but they keep disabling themselves. They're hindering themselves. They're being a crutch to themselves because they don't want to truly stand on their own. They don't want to walk on their own. They want to lean on something or someone. You know, they don't want to stand up, stand tall on their own, and be independent and be free. They want to be bound to something, held down to something, like an anchor to a ship. Don't anchor your vessel. See, you've been tricked. They've used this trick knowledge to trick you individuals into thinking that you should indulge in physical or earthly pleasures and temptations. Some people say, oh, well, don't take things that serious. It's not that serious. Who told you that life was a game? That life isn't serious? If life is serious all the time, can you afford to not take things so serious when life is so serious itself? You see, a lot of you have life confused with death. You don't realize that the afterlife is the life that comes after. This is death that you're currently in. You're currently in a state of death. So we have to awaken from that state. We have to resurrect from that state, from our slumber. You know, we have to stop making excuses. Ignorance loves company. You know, these individuals, they're low vibrating entities. You know, they love company. You know, and they'll talk you into keeping them company if you allow them to. You know, these people make feel good excuses, you know, and suggestions, you know, that will keep you attached to the physical, you know, suspension prevention. You know, so they'll, you know, say things, tell you to lighten up, don't take things so serious. Or they'll say things like, you know, everybody wasn't meant to, you know, think the same, you know, life would be this way, or life would be that way if everybody thought the same. So people even may say that life would be boring if we all thought the same. Well, given the current conditioning and programming, it has people thinking the same. And currently, life is chaotic. That's the absence of order. You know, so where's the balance in that? You know, people are so into looking at things as opposites, you know, like love and hate, or hate is the opposite of love, but they don't look at the individual thing holistically itself and realize that there's two sides to love, there's two sides to hate. There's duality to these different things, you know, when you're dealing with poles and these spectrums and different things like that, push and pull, you know, give and take, up and down, you know, it's just agreeable, disagreeable, you know. You have to find that center point, that balance, that medium, you know, and this is how you direct, you know, those energies, you know, or appropriate those energies, you know, to be more suitable for yourself, you know. But the feel-good excuses, the different things like that, you know, we have to let go of these different things, because a lot of these things are just going to keep us attached to the physical, to the lower self, to the root chakra. You know, we have to rise above these levels. You know, our purpose is to rise and be greater, you know, not to stay low and be mediocre, or not to stay low and be basic. We're supposed to rise and be greater, not stay low and be basic, you know. Yeah, you know, so be careful of the fluff talk, you know, be careful of, you know, all of those cliche things that are used to keep your energy in motion in the wrong direction. Because people have emotional attachments to these things when they hear people say these things, you know, oh, lighten up, you know, don't take things so serious. You know, my thing is this, you know, we don't have to all think the same to accomplish certain goals. We don't have to all think the same to be on the same page. We can both agree that something is toxic or that something is harmful. Now, our approach to eliminating these harmful or toxic things may not be the same, but we do agree that it's toxic and it needs to be eliminated. So having the same goal doesn't mean that you have to think the same to achieve that goal. You know, see, these people play mind tricks. They play word games. You know, they like to tickle, you know, your fancy. You know, what you tend to fancy, they tend to amuse it, you know, to make you not think. You know, so they'll use certain things, you know, that sparks your interest, you know, or that intrigues you, or not even intrigues, but entices you, you know, to do certain things, you know. They'll use your inner urges against you, which energies, inner urges, They'll use your energy against you. They'll use your emotions, your energy in motion, to get your energy to work against you. They'll manipulate you, you know, in various different ways. See, this is why we have to unplug, detach from all of the entertainment. This is to enter and to captivate, to enter and to capture your spirit, to keep it off course, to keep it from being free, to travel the path of the soul. See, so, you know, we have to be very careful of who we allow to put certain thoughts and ideologies in our head. This is why obtaining true culture is so important. And we have to stop running around with this new age information. This is trick knowledge. You're dealing with Decepticons. They're here to deceive you. They want to divide your thoughts so they can conquer your mind. You know, they'll have you at war with yourself, which you're already at war with yourself. You don't need any assistance. That's also what the Cain and Abel represents. It's the war inside of yourself. You know, we're all dealing with an internal war, you know, a war inside of ourselves. You know, which side will be the victor? Will it be a higher self? Will it be a lower self? Will it be our lower self? You see, when they say Abraham gave 10% of his earnings to Melchizedek, that was the 10%, which they say we only use 10% of our brain, the human brain. So we gave 10% to 90%. The 10% was given to the 90% to make 100%. That was to make whole, to use whole brain function, to think holistically. Not just a left brain or right brain, but merging the two together. The two that is really of the one. The two, the opposite sides of the one, being merged together. That is your 10%. With the 90%, you know, so it's just very important that we are mindful, we think holistically, that we don't partially think, you know, and if we're going to prejudge, we need to learn to prejudge appropriately. We have to eliminate bias when dealing with situations, because the biasness can be blinding. You know, to come at a thing and discriminate against knowledge. Knowledge has no discrimination. Knowledge is expansive. It expands. It doesn't discriminate where it expands to or what it expands upon. So when we think partially, you know, we're limiting our expansion. We're blocking ourselves from expanding fully. We're preventing ourselves from maximizing our fullest potential of expansion. You know, so it's very important, you know, that we know what we're up against, that we know ourselves and that we know our enemy. You know, these parasites don't take breaks. They work hard to keep people oppressed. You know, so when a person says, oh, you know, it's not that serious, or, oh, you're going too deep, or, you know, sometimes you got to take a break. Well, parasitic supremacy isn't taking any breaks. It's operating around the clock. You know, parasitic supremacy is going hard. It's not taking it easy. It's not being light. It's not lightening anything up. You know, parasitic supremacy, you know, is attacking you all the time. You know, why are we, you know, enabling our attackers? You know, we might as well be killing ourselves. Technically, you know, that's what's going on. A lot of us are committing not only physical suicide, but we're committing spiritual suicide. You know, so it's very important, you know, that we become very studious, you know, that we look, listen, observe, analyze all. You know, you have two ears, one mouth. I suggest at times you listen more than you speak. You know, Observe everything. Question everything. Get to the root. Don't just settle for surface answers. You know, get to the root. Get to the source. Eliminate the middlemen. And get to the root. Because the root is where you'll find the truth. The root is where the truth is. Be divine. Divine. The vine. The vine that leads to the root. The vine that leads to the truth. Your truth. So, you know, again, you know, we really have to, you know, stop taking things a lot more serious. We have to stop allowing individuals, and we have to stop allowing ourselves to pacify our lower vibrational behaviors. You know, we have to detach so we can ascend. Who wants to stay stuck in the 3D, in this physical dimension? You know, so what are you going to do? Are you going to enable your ascension, or are you going to enable, or should I say disable, your ascension? You know, see, and it's funny how they play with these words, you know, because you have enable and inability. Enable, they say, is to allow something to take place or to occur, but then inability is saying that you don't have the ability to do or perform a certain task. See, so you have to be careful of the equivocal language called the English language, you know, because it will confuse you. So, you know, a lot of these things, you know, we really just have to, you know, start really looking at with our first eye. You know, people are telling you, oh, your third eye. Okay, so if your third eye is inside, so what are we saying? Your left eye, your first eye, your right eye, your second eye, and your inner eye is your third eye? Maybe, just maybe, think about this. Your first eye is your inner eye. And then you have your second and your third eye appearing as your outer eyes. You know, the order doesn't matter. You know, because when you get into left, right, up, down, different things like this, that's that partial thinking thing again. A lot of that is the product of us being in this European paradigm or way of thinking, you know, we're thinking, you know, partially broken up, you know. I've done analogies about these different things before and explained, you know, the importance of this before, but I just felt that, you know, it was necessary to kind of give a, you know, a refresher and just touch on, you know, a few things, you know, just to shed some light, you know, or assist some individuals, you know, with their elevation, you know. But again, you know, be whole. Think holistically.
Sipping on lean or you sipping on Sprite? Sipping codeine or you sipping on life? No Henny, no ice. Lost my mind on plenty of nights. Alcohol in me, had plenty of fights. My wife trying to give me advice. The fountain of life. Water bottle, never let it out of my sight. Keep it on the table by the bed at night when my throat and my mouth get dry. Liquor free on my birthday. Now we sip alkaline when we thirsty. Looking like my age is reversing. Just obeying my thirst. spill drops that I add turn it green. Cut a piece of lemon or a lime, make it alkaline. Sitting meditating in the bath with a steam and just breathe. Flow like a river or a stream. Always trying to find a balance in between the extremes. Be like water, so fresh, so clean. Be like water, so fresh, so clean. Got my own wave, I don't follow they flow. Maybe I'm a misfit like Jaden Smith. Walk up to the bar and order H2O. Yeah, just water,
water, water.
Trying to be more aware with it going green. Cause all them bottles end up in the sea. And our pollution come back to the sink. And gardens don't grow off soft drinks.
This time is a water.
That was the eulogy for the day. We're going to take a quick water break and come back, open the lines up, and we're going to talk about it. But maybe I should have drunk some water before I did that, because I accidentally muted myself out and y'all didn't hear nothing. So that's what's going on. But anyway, though, we back. Holistic thinking versus fragmented thinking. Why settle for peace of mind when you can have the whole thing? You know, that was the eulogy of the day. You know, so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go to the lines. I'm going to open up the lines, and we're going to talk about it. So we got here caller 470.
Brethren.
Peace, brethren.
Man, you see, I'm tapped in, man. I got to get the lesson. That's how I get motivated. I ain't going to lie, man. I'm inspired by you, man, because I've been seeing you just drop jewels for so long, you know what I'm saying? And it's like you consistent. Like you don't waver, you know what I mean? Like you're not giving up. So I definitely see the vision and see the goal. And, you know, that's why I feel it's a good thing that we unite on some type of level to be able to give people this information. I got a question, man, because although I can observe it for myself, it's good to have other input on it. Like,
absolutely.
Do you think that people have settled with fear so much that they don't even know that they're afraid to elevate themselves, to learn other things outside of what, you know, they learn from the enemy and their captor and all that?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You know, fear is like that paralyzing element, but it has become confident, you know, so it's been a lot of comforts provided, you know, and it's to the point that it's been going on for so long that it's been normalized, you know what I'm saying? So people find comfort in their fears and don't even know that it's a fear anymore, you know. Because it's just been, you know, like second nature, you know, something they just become accustomed to, you know, like that sweet poison or that sweet misery, you know, what they call like keeping people narcotized, you know what I'm saying? So they keep you in a sweet, you know, induced state, you know, to where you don't even really think about the misery. You know, you'll have people who, like, they work jobs and they get stressed out on their job, so they provide smoke breaks. And these people look forward to these smoke breaks. But they got chemicals inside of these cigarettes that, you know, make you docile, make you more complacent. So they go outside, they smoke a cigarette, and then they go back on the hamster wheel. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like getting that dose of docility. You know what I'm saying? You don't even realize it. You know what I'm saying? From the time you waking up and brushing your teeth with the fluoride and the toothpaste and all of that, like, you hate and you dread the day that's going to come, and you using all of these elements, all of these chemicals to just, you know, docile you and just to make you do it, to make you complacent. You know, so with a lot of those elements, a person doesn't even think like, damn, I'm in a cage, or damn, you know, I'm a slave, or damn, I'm stuck, you know.
So let me ask you this, right? I know of deodorant, you know, with the aluminum in it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know of the toothpaste with the fluoride. I know of the water with the stuff in it they use in lethal injections to enhance mineral for taste. What's some other things that people may not be aware of that they using against them? We know the cigarettes, the alcohol, stuff like that, but what's some other things that people may not be aware of that their enemy is using against them to keep them in that state?
We could start with household, let's say, like cleaning supplies. You know, the chemicals that's inside of these cleaning supplies. A lot of women are prone to getting sicker because they spend a lot of time cleaning. You know, or at one point in time, that was, you know, how it was set up. But, you know, inhaling those fumes and those chemicals, you know, weakening their immune system, but they're cleaning on a daily, as opposed to using organic or natural or plant-based cleaning supplies, which are, you know, more gentle on your immune system and more compatible, you know, for the human body.
So what's some of those supplies you said, the organic supplies? What, name a few if you know some.
Like this detergent, what is it, Seventh Generation? Seventh Generation is a good brand, plant-based.
Seventh Generation.
Yeah, they do this detergent. They do laundry detergent. What else? They do multi-purpose cleaner. You know, but if a person goes to, like, a, you know, their local, like, supermarket, you know, whether they got, like, a Wegmans or a Walmart or whatever they got near them, you know, whatever big store like that, normally they have in the cleaning section, like, a little plant-based little alternatives, because it's starting to become real common now. So you see different other little ones. But that's a popular brand, Seventh Generation. I know I've seen commercials for that on TV at one point. There's a few other ones out there, but that's the one that really, really comes to mind. Soap, like hand soap and stuff like that. You know, you got, like, Nubian Heritage. You got, well, that's the one that I use. But then it's also a couple other, like a Lafia, a couple other, like, natural soaps, like handmade soaps, different things like that. But that's another thing, like, a person can go to Walmart and pick up if they go, you know, over to that section with the soaps. They got handmade joints that's made out of oatmeal and different things like that, made cheap, reasonable prices. You know, not much of a difference from the other shit that's doing you harm.
Okay. So let me ask you this too, right? What's your daily, like, meal plan? Like, what do you eat? Like, day to day, what do you eat? Or what do you recommend people eat?
Well, I mean, it depends on the person and their specific needs. But so me, myself, I say, like, well, my regimen is, first thing I do when I get up, or even throughout the night, I drink a lot of water. You know, I keep water, you know, by the bed, drink it throughout the night.
I'm not cutting you off, but I want to catch you at certain things so that we can kind of, you know. So when you say you drink a lot of water, what kind of water should be drunk and not drunk? What, like?
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll drink spring water, or sometimes distilled water. But what I'll do is I'll take, like, the Himalayan pink salt, and I'll sprinkle a tiny little bit of that in there, to add, like, to alkaline the water, or either pinch a lime or lemon, you know, something like that, you know. And, yeah, that's how I alkaline the water, give it life. Because the spring water is pretty much dead, and the distilled water is pretty much dead. It's just cleaner than, you know, the tap and all of that other, the other water, or even when you, like, filter in the water. But even with a filter, you could put a water filter on your sink and then get, like, another, like, a jug that has the purifier filter on it, and then maybe get, like, two of them. And then you could triple purify it yourself. If you purify it through the water and run it into the jug, fill that jug up, and then pour it from that purifier jug into another purifier jug, and then pour that from that purifier jug into the last pitcher that you're going to actually store the water in. You just kind of triple filtered it. And that's if you know, using tap, you know what I'm saying, to try and, you know, get that.
You ever use the PPM tester?
Nah, but, I mean, I heard about them. I'm not against them, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, no, you just drop some jewels on me, man, with the water and with the seven generations, you know, to put the pink Himalayan salt. I never thought of that, you know what I mean? So I got pink Himalayan salt, too, so I'm going to definitely put some in there.
I was going to say real quick, though, even if you boil in the tap or you're using the tap water, you got, like, the black sea salt. The black, the activated charcoal, that actually is a purifier, you know what I'm saying? So if you add that to your water, you know, when you're cooking or whatever, because I cook with that, even though I'm using spring water, you know, I put that in there just to purify it, you know, but that's something that'll help purify the tap water, or somebody, you know, purify and boil in their water, or, you know, whatever, if they don't, you know, have access to, you know, going out buying it and stuff like that, and they're just working with what they got at home, you know, the black sea salt, activated charcoal was good for cleaning that up.
Yeah, I ain't drunk no tap in about 25 years, and I definitely ain't, I ain't cooked with the water in 15 years. So. I cook with distilled water. I cook with purified water. You know, I always get cooking water, then I get drinking water. I only think I shower with the tap, you know what I'm saying, but when I build me a little utopia, I'm going to go ahead and fill up some gallons with some filtered water or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But how your book coming along, man? How we doing with the book?
The book coming along good. It's coming along real good. I'll give it like maybe another it won't be long. I can't say a time, but it won't be long. I've got everything organized and, like, pieced together real nice. You know what I'm saying? I'm still just adding, putting the finishing touches on it. And then I'm definitely going to put that out to the people. But it'll definitely be coming soon. Definitely going real good, though, you know.
Yeah, I can't wait,
definitely,
man.
Definitely going to be something people will like.
I can't wait till that book come through, man. I'm excited to learn from you, man. I appreciate your wisdom and knowledge, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and just rock out with you if you got any other callers or however you want to do what you're going to do.
Okay, let me see where I'm at. About an hour. Yeah, I don't think there's anybody else sitting on the line right now, but probably just go in a little bit more. Talk about this a little bit more, and then I'm going to wrap it up. I know I was a little lengthy anyway, you know what I'm saying, with the eulogy, you know, so I ain't really going to beat the people to death. I know people got things to do, you know.
Nah, they need this right here, because people, like it's a fact, people confused as hell, man, and we got light, so they got to wake up, man. But this is the thing, right? We putting out the frequency into the universe, and for who it's for, they gonna pick it up. Even like these shows are so important because it's leaving the mark in the world. So somebody might come along a year, two, 3 years later, catch one of these shows, and that's what they needed, that in existence, to wake them up. You know what I'm saying? So man, always give them what you got for them. You know what I mean? They going to wake up. They just, that a couple people haven't tuned in. But once we start doing, like, major advertising and getting on bigger platforms and all that, we just started. You know what I'm saying? Once we start doing that, they're going to be looking for all these shows. They're going to be coming back looking for all the information, all the knowledge and everything, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The archives going to be lit.
Yeah, so they need this shit. It better come from us than them to hear some shit from their enemy and get fooled. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I can't wait till we start traveling, doing seminars and all that, you know, webinars, seminars, traveling. You know what I'm saying? We definitely going to have to build with a few other people and get on their shows and whatnot, spread the message like wildfire. But we about to turn up, man. We about to make some beautiful things happen. It's just, you know, building the foundation first. And as we build this foundation, we're going to elevate more and more until we to a certain point where we're going to have a high recognition. And they ain't going to have no choice but to get the knowledge, or they just going to settle for being fooled by their enemy and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to make it happen. And we ain't giving up, man. We're going to make some great things happen. And they're going to witness it. So they better open their ears, open their mind, and start learning. Get rid of that cognitive dissonance they stuck with.
Yeah.
Because we ain't
going to
move for them. Go ahead.
Nah, I was just saying, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, that's a big problem, you know, with that. You know, that cognitive dissonance, you know. And then, you know, thinking and waiting for a savior to come along, you know, thinking that somebody going to come along and save you, or thinking that something going to come along and save you. Like, you know, it's wild, man. You don't got people. They don't went from Jesus to spaceships. Like, first Jesus was coming back to save them. Now the aliens is coming back to save them. And I'm like, just save yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, just save yourself. Like, why we got to go with all of these hypothetical, you know, allegorical, you know, mythological, anthropomorphical. Like, why we got to go with all these things outside of ourself, you know, unless it is a code name for yourself, or, you know, your alter self that get busy. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you call it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you about to tap into and activate, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, yeah, man, like, it people crippling their ability. Like, that's why I was touching on, like, the whole Cain and Abel thing. Like, you know, people, like, you have the ability, but people constantly, they cripple their ability. You know, they come with the Cain, you know what I'm saying? And that, and now they, you know, looking for a crutch. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't going to cut it. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, a crutch, you got to rely on a crutch. Like, what if that crutch, what if your weight get too heavy for that crutch to bear? You know what I'm saying? What if the material that crutch made out of don't hold? Like, what if it starts to wear and tear? You know what I'm saying? Like, at some point, you're going to be forced to stand on your own, or you're going to fall. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's really what I be trying to, or what I, like, strive to, like, emphasize and reiterate, you know, with people. You know what I'm saying? It's like, just, you know, standing on their own and not looking outside themselves, like being a savior of self. Like, send that SOS signal inside to yourself, you know what I'm saying? And be the help that you calling on, you know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody going to do for you like you going to do for you, you know what I'm saying? Don't nobody know what you need how you know what you need, you know, so think that's real important, you know what I'm saying? And with, like, so much repetition of like nonsense and distractions, you know, in the air, you know, it's real hard for people to focus and stay on course, you know, because they constantly being bombarded, you know, with all these distractions and shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
So what, and, like, do you say, you know, about,
so
what do you say about people that they don't do nothing with their life, they don't learn and study, but they accept every leader that's put on TV that's in their fate. You know what I'm saying? They, like, they waiting for the next leader, so they waiting for another Al Sharpton, another, you know, they waiting for another Obama. They just waiting for leaders just to feel like we complete, feel like they some a part of something.
Yeah, that's you know, that's kind of like. When you go into, like, being, like, in what they would say, like, a child state, or being, like, paralyzed or trapped in, like, a child state, where you, like, in this state of, like, belief or like hope, where you're hoping for something, like, you know, like a Peter Pan story, or, you know, like them stories they used to read kids, you know, when they was, you know, the little fairy tales they would read kids that was full of hope and, you know, all of these different things, but, you know, never nothing really teaching them to empower themselves, but always hoping on some like magical, mystical being or even a person to, you know, do the work for them. So when I say like being paralyzed in like a child state of like hope, it's almost like being a child to where you like defenseless and you can't fend for yourself. So you're hoping that, you know, somebody comes to save you, you know, whether it be your parent, you know, you someplace that you're not familiar with and, you know, you're scared and, you know, you hoping that, your father come and, you know, save you, or, you know, your mother or somebody, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of the same thing or whatever, you know, but people are like, you know, adults, but still with this child mind complex to where, you know, they're looking for that or whatever. They haven't realized, like, you know, you've grown up now, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've outgrown Never Never Land, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, at some point in time, even Peter Pan grows up, you know what I'm saying? And you know, you got to face the hook, you know what I'm saying?
You can't tell Michael that. He's going to flip on you.
Yeah, you see what happened to Mike. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit that tormented him. You know, not wanting to face reality. You know, not wanting to grow up. And then when he did, it was, you know, it was too late. It was too, you know, too far gone, too far damaged.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know. Like, as far as like with a lot of messages and with a lot of things that said, like the way that the subconscious mind works. It's programmed through repetition, through symbols, and through trauma. So if the symbols and trauma are being used repetitiously, you know, to program a person's subconscious mind and to keep them in a certain slumber or sleep state or inactive state, then, you know, we kind of got to do the opposite. You know what I'm saying? We're activating and reactivating the mind. You know what I'm saying? So we would have to have, like, repetition and symbol and even what could be traumatic to some, you know, hearing certain things, because the truth is painful to some people, you know, but hearing that in repetition and then giving people a symbol of that truth or of what that is and constantly replaying that to somebody, you know, that's what, like, reprograms the subconscious mind to actually get them to, you know, live different, move different, think different, you know, things like that, you know, but it's all about, like, tapping into their mind and what's at the core, the root of their mind, you know, and shit, if it's been hijacked, you know, getting a hijacker, getting them out of there, you know what I'm saying, locating them, getting them out of there, you know what I'm saying, and reaccommodating your own vehicle or you know, commandeering your own vehicle again, you know what I'm saying, because that's what's going on, you know, and that's what mind control is, you know what I'm saying? It's basically like somebody controlling your mind and controlling your vehicle, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what the holistic, you know, thinking is. It's just, you know, thinking about a situation, you know, from all angles, or it's like you say, like the fourth dimension, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you got to view this like from a bird's eye view, and like when a bird view things, like it's just a present for the bird, like it ain't no... Like, the way the bird can see ahead, to the left, to the right, and behind, everything is in the now for the bird. You know what I'm saying? Like, a bird's eye view is a here-now view. Like, they see everything all at once. You know what I'm saying? So when you had a satellite or the telescope or whatever, it's just mimicking the bird's eye view, how you can see so many things in just one scope. You know what I'm saying? And that's the, you know, the ideal of holistic thinking. You know what I'm saying? You know, fragmented thinking or partial thinking, you know, that's more so like, you know, we might think to a certain extent, and then when it gets a little difficult or, you know, starts to bend the mind a little bit, you know, some people might, you know, give up. Or it's like when they're in a swimming pool and they're going from the shallow end to the deep end, and the water starts to get deep, and they get to, like, their chest and then their shoulders and their neck and then their chin, and they like, I'm good. I'm about to go back, or I'm staying here. But they're not going, you know, go from that 5 feet to that 8 feet, or, you know, however deep that pool is. You know what I'm saying? You might have somebody standing in 5 feet of water talking about it's deep, and you standing in, you know, you in 16 feet of water, and you like, That's shallow down there.
Hey, yo, I was thinking, man, what you think about setting up a seminar? Because I'm going to be out there in New York probably in a few weeks, and I'll be there for a minute. I got a contract out there. I was thinking, what you think of setting up some type of meeting or seminar just to kind of drop jewels on people in person, you know what I mean? Maybe we get some good footage out of that. We could use it for some of our videos and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's definitely something we can do. I think that's a good idea, actually, you know.
Cause, you know, we started out doing seminars before we was online.
Yeah,
we probably could start just figuring out a venue, you know, a place, you know what I'm saying, maybe a location, maybe how we going to push it out to the people, maybe do that. Maybe all of us could set up like a Facebook event page, you know what I'm saying? Then we can put together something like where we just waking people up, man, like just giving them some type of information, some type of knowledge. Maybe we could do some type of giveaways, like incentive to, you know, put a carrot on a stick, you know what I'm saying? Like get your asses over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like. I just think that we doing a noble thing, man, and it's like sometimes once you learn certain things, it's just you compelled to just put it out to people and wake people up as well, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like if I would have been like learning things and just been selfish with it, it wouldn't have been, you know, the outcome as far as just putting a lot of people on, waking them up and maybe being able to put other people on, because it's definitely a wildfire. We just probably not seeing it all, but I think as far as the knowledge and waking people up in Buffalo, I think we pioneer a lot of that just in general, just waking people up, man, because, you know, I've seen a lot of people go from, like, being in the 3D thinking to being able to cross over to the fourth dimension and start seeing their reality, like, and then experiencing it, you know what I'm saying, being able to handle certain things, certain situations on their own. Gives them way more confidence dealing with these courts and these police and, you know, these books that they putting this literature out in, and they have you thinking like you only got, this is the only way to go. You got to go to college. You got to do this. You got to become a police officer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we definitely going to give them this light. Go ahead.
Now, I was just saying like just that, you know, that systematic, you know, learning for work, you know, schooling you to be a good worker, you know, like that's all that system is teaching, you know what I'm saying? The people, that's why they stressed out and why mental illness is so high, you know what I'm saying? Like people starting to malfunction and break down, like that shit ain't working for them, you know what I'm saying?
They
like
snapping,
it's really
huh?
Starting to cause, it's starting to cause chemical imbalances and chemical breakdowns. Mm-hmm. It's not a coincidence that when most kids develop forms of mental illness like depression, mainly like depression, but even other certain forms of mental illness, it could be schizophrenia or whatever, but it happens in the years where most of them are like in college, you know, so let's say from the time of like 18 through 24, you know what I'm saying? And this is because, like, you know, they follow that routine, then they go off to college. You know, you had a lot of safety nets, a lot of cushions, probably your parents, your family, different things. You go off, it's a whole new world. It's a lot of pressure. You know, you got academic pressure. You know, you got financial pressure. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And then you thinking about your future. You know, you got all of this pressure. And then so your brain or your body doesn't finish developing until you're 25. You know what I'm saying? So imagine the last years of your life or the later years of your brain's developmental years that it's impacted with all this stress and this trauma, you know what I'm saying? Because you feeling this pressure from, you know, going to school, getting good grades, graduating with a certain grade point average and, you know, getting a career and the house, the dog, the husband, the wife, the picket fence, you know, whatever, the dream, you know what I'm saying? And then something happened and that don't go to planned, or something happened with the grades, or something happened financially, or, you know, it just get too overwhelming, then that causes a snap, because the way that the brain processes, it processes like all of the latest information. So it's like from newest to oldest. So all of the young, the memories from your childhood, the young, the pleasant things that might have made you happy and stuff like that, all of that's way in the back of the file cabinet. In the front of the file cabinet is all of that pressure and that stress and all of that that you feel in this current time now from, you know, going through this process from, school to school and, trying to figure this thing out, maneuvering in this system. And that's when a lot of them, they break. You know what I'm saying? But then you have some people who, they be like, man, fuck that, I'm not doing that. You know, they find different ways to find a different route. And a lot of those people, they're more mentally put together than a lot of people who, went the route that the system told them to go. You know what I'm saying? Because, they found, peace. And they put, let's say, peace of mind or, just being, at one or just having a wholeness of mind. They put that before putting themselves through the ringer and having their mind all divided up, trying to figure out and multitask all of this different stuff that's not even really conducive to their overall well-being. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a trap. The way they got it and the way they push it, you think trapping is just some shit that go on in the hood. You know what I'm saying? We trapping in the hood. Nah, that is corporate trapping too, because if you in that corporate world, you trapping. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you follow in that model, you in a trap, just like, homie that's hustling in the building or whatever's in the trap, The same way the person that's in the street life, they may be trapping, and it's a trap set for them, and they trying to get that cheese anyway. It's the same thing with the corporate world. It's a trap. You're just corporate trapping. You know what I'm saying? The consequences are just a little different. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you still have some of the same stress, some of the same mental strain and the same traumas, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. They got us on the noose.
it's crazy, with this mental health, it is very important though. That's the most important thing, keeping your mind right and having your mind right. Because as long as your mind right, you can bounce back from a lot of things. You can bounce back from physical obstacles. You can bounce back from financial obstacles. You know what I'm saying? As long as your mind is right, it's healthy and it's intact and it's whole, you can bounce back from a lot. But if something, cause you to crack up mentally or break you down mentally, you can't bounce back if your mind ain't right. You know what I'm saying? You can bounce back, but you ain't there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's why it's good to maintain your insanity, because sometimes, like you said, when people go through stuff, they break. Then when they break, they got a place for them. They start putting them in Delta and all that, putting them on that medication. And then they put him with the general in the war, So that's important to maintain your mental stability through your ups and downs, Some people that when they reach a low, they don't see it as temporary. They see it in that moment, and then they snap in that moment, oh, I lost my job, I don't got enough money. And they might, their girlfriend nagging in the ear, they might just pop her head off. Bow. Man, I be seeing or hearing about it, man. Shit. That's what I'm saying. As far as people in relationships, I feel like they shouldn't antagonize each other, man. They should have a way to sort that out. Because, if a man or woman just antagonizing a person, and then that causes them to snap, too. That's why I be thinking, I try to treat people with respect, because I don't want nobody to be the death of me because I'm going at them too hard. You know what I'm saying? If somebody going to run, I let them run. I don't chase. You never know who might snap, man. Your best friend you sitting with might know you snap. I was watching this video, and this dude was his cousin was just talking, and he went in there and just blew his head off and shit because he was just talking and shit. I said, damn, motherfucker's crazy, man.
Yeah, man, mental illness is real. That shit is real. You know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to, they trying to self-medicate or they trying to cope the best way they can or the best way that they know how. And it's a lot of undiagnosed mental illness and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? you know, especially with the certain demographics, that certain demographics of people and shit like that, you know, with lower class people, people that's in certain classes and shit, that shit gets overlooked. It doesn't get the same study and the same observation and cry for a remedy that it does when it happens to other higher classes of people and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's a lot that gets overlooked. You know what I'm saying? You just think people's crazy, but nah, these people got legit mental issues. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you know, certifiable. Should be getting a check. You know what I'm saying? You know, because you know with black people, you know, you're like, oh, that nigga crazy. You know what I'm saying? Say somebody crazy or whatever, and that's the end of it. Like, you ain't even really about to get into, like, what type of crazy he is and all of that. You're just like, oh, they crazy. They crazy. I ain't fucking with them.
Yeah.
Man. But
did your thing, man. Go ahead.
Oh, nah, appreciate that. I was just saying, I know this time winded down. We'll go ahead and wrap it up before they cut me off.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and fall back. Go ahead and do your thing. Peace.
All right, peace. All right, so, you know, I just wanted to thank everybody who tuned in live, everybody who listened, anybody that's going to check the show out in the archives. Thank you in advance. Much appreciated. And, you know, every Sunday, 3 p.m., Holistic Out of War. Tune into the frequency.
I say yes to life, respect for life. It's my birthright, a successful life. Like plants, I absorb the light. Deep roots fed by the source of life. Flow with the course of life. Relax or resist your choice in life. Let go, don't force through life. I let the universe support my life. It started with changing my attitude. Replacing my worries with gratitude. Surrounded by all these free jewelry. So clearly I see opportunity. I got air in my lungs. I know I'm supported in love as below so above. No matter conditions, it's all for the good like the lotus that grows from the mud. Trust, be true to yourself. Be here in the now. Love, like a mother and child with a breast in his mouth. The milk is the dial. When we own our purpose, we'll always be nervous. There's nothing we're lacking without. Give thanks and praise and light up the stage and let it be raised to the clouds. Trust the universe. 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 Blessed, I let go stress and got no regrets whatsoever. So grateful, so thankful, change only made me better. We be in our egos, we be thinking that we know it all, but the universe knows better. I don't know the future, what the forecast holds, but I know to adjust to the weather. I realize I don't have no opponents, learning how to trust myself. Everything come together for the good of all things. It's the way that the universe built our ancestors. Built pyramids and aligned the grid with the stars. So in future times, their great-grandkids can be reminded of who we are. God, our bodies are made of stardust. Abundance is in us, around us, and part of us. And we got the infinite power within us to manifest anything possible. Trust and believe every positive thought is a seed in the garden. Be mindful. Plant what you need and water that seed. And then you gon' eat when it's time to. I'm just here to remind you.
Trust the universe. 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 Trust the universe.
Meaning of faith is to walk in belief.
Every image on my vision board is an affirmation I'm living towards. Listening to that inner voice from the higher source of my life force.
Get in tune with the way, reaffirming every day when I sit and meditate and let it marinate. Do what you love, never work a day, only good things gon' gravitate. Set goals, but I'm open, blocking no blessings, flowing like waves in the ocean. Plant seeds every year when the spirit most clear, align with the time of the winter solstice. Practice staying in the moment, set intention and I'm on it. Then I get that blessing from the universe, just like I want.
I believe.